Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 475.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Fat Friday.
Mm-hmm. I've got some biscuit spread, which we got from Redfern Convenience Store.
Yeah. Look. I pointed that out because I got my finger into it before.
Your actual finger?
Gronk move. Got my finger. Clean one. But I know you get it. I organized Fat Friday for us today. Jeez, he's getting into it before I organise. So, Mr. 97 and I, we went to get our visas for the US, and it was right across the road from Bodie's daycare. Bodie wasn't there today, but I have access to the car park. He's at the other daycare, transitioning to another one. But I still have the car pass.
Wait, he gets a car park at daycare?
Well, we get drop-off, and okay, it's right within a car park that's underground.
How long do you reckon you could stay?
Probably half an hour if you had to talk to the people. But we stayed for maybe an hour. No one parks there because they're all vacant during the day because it's just drop-off time and pick-up time. And this was not drop-off time. So anyway, we parked there and we went to the cafe. Mm-hmm. And at that cafe, they sell...
He's just getting a box. It's blue box and it says...
Shortstop. This is this episode of Fat Friday is dedicated to Dylan Torrival.
3D Dill. This is his... why are you laughing?
No, just because he smashed them down when he was here.
Yeah, he did. Dill became a local. If you ever are a local at a donut shop, look yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? Like,
can I have a smell of the donuts, please? What have you got?
You're salivating.
Is that a pastry?
Well, it's almost like... So it looks like
naughty
a churro, but it's a loop. So it's the donut shape. Just have some. Anyway,
should I have that before I have a biscoff?
Definitely. Oh my god, I haven't been eating naughty all week, and I'm fucking salivating.
So should I
look? I'm going to stop you right there because I thought I'd organise Fat Fridays.
Mm. Yeah, we have a friend of ours, Mark.
Yeah, so Mark Schenk, who we met a couple of weeks ago,
came in
for a coffee. What a nice guy.
Mm. He has a company called Anecdote.
He's got a podcast, Business Storytelling.
Anecdote. Anyway.
So he walks in and when I see someone walking into our studio with a bag, I immediately think, what have they got me?
Well, I think it's extremely presumptuous. Yesterday when we had Alex in and she brought us balls. Which I know you were very upset. Oh,
can I? It's Fat Friday. I held off from eating the balls yesterday. Can I have a ball? Is there? Where are the balls? Where are the balls? There was 20 of them.
I mean, I had 5.
Where are the balls? Can you get me a ball?
No, we finished them.
And what do you mean?
Where did the 8 lemon ones go?
Huh? Why is he pushing it on there? No, but he. 97 ate so many that it was like to the point where it was he had all the chocolate the ones.
So hang on. Our show baker, Alex brought in stuff for the three of us and I didn't even get one.
You're very rude, yes.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so when Alex came in with the box of goodies, I'm always like, when someone brings something, even if it looks like a gift, it could even have like wrapping or whatever. I'm never, ever going to presume that it's for me. I wait until they communicate something and say, hey, this is for you. And like it could play for a very long, they could hand it to me. And then I would say, oh, what's in your box? Like what's in here? Like at that point, I still haven't registered that it's a gift. You, on the other hand, she had the box there and you're like, oh, what have you made? What food's in there?
Right. The show baker comes to the studio.
She wasn't the show baker at that point.
No, so, I mean, she was the cookie monster at that point. Uh-huh. She sent us Sendal packages with brownies
in them, yeah.
I just lead with it.
Yeah, no,
because it's like, why is there on our podcast table something that holds food? Because it was a food container.
And so my thing is, don't take away the surprise. Yeah. Just be like, oh, what is it? Like, it could have been anything. It could have been something crafty.
And anyway, do you know what? There was a surprise in there. And do you know what? I didn't get one of them.
I know. You fucked up. Anyway, Mark.
Fuck, how's this back on me?
Mark,
how many did you have, by the way?
Yeah, did you actually finish all?
They were very small. Yeah.
How many did you have?
It was the equivalent of maybe 2 lemon slices.
That's not what we're asking. No, how many balls did you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, maybe 12. Maybe. Do you think?
Oh my god.
Well, there were about like what 7 or 8 lemon ones when we left.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure he did say he's going to eat so many of them. Yeah. And
Today and tomorrow, yesterday and today, naughty, and then I'm going to dial it in because I don't know, I'm not keeping a tally of weight, but
Anyway, Mark Shank, sorry, buddy, getting off the thing. Anyway, Mark walks in. Josh doesn't assume, but he does.
Sounds like the way that you interrupted me, it sounded like we didn't edit there. There was no edit.
But Mark walked in and I immediately thought, that looks like food. I thought, maybe he's brought some food for our coffee because we're going to have a coffee catch up. Mate, Mark, I opened this. My face
lit up.
Lit up. I'm going to do this for you.
So here we go. You're going to have to watch the video at thedailytalkshow.com. We film every episode. Also, if you watch on YouTube, just subscribe because I see that we've got about 60% of the people who watch our videos don't subscribe. And also, like it, please. Thank you.
Give us a like and a subscribe.
Okay, so here we go.
On the front, it says Little Cupcakes Melbourne. Here we go. Open them up.
Yeah. Look at that. So literally, we'll put a photo on our Instagram too, but you should go watch the video.
They're little chocolate cupcakes with a thick dollop of icing, but then it's got an edible The Daily Talk Show brand sticker on it.
How do they print it?
I don't know, mate, but
is an ink printer? What's a...
It's food dye. Ink. It's food dye.
Yeah, food ink.
A food dye printer. Okay. So anyway, Mark, we'll start with this. You've outdone my Fat Fridays and you've delivered the goods, buddy. Fucking, this is amazing.
97. What's been happening?
Not too much, actually.
See, I thought I could maybe throw to him and then I could take some bites, but is that all you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can run through my LA fact now if you want.
Save the best for last.
Okay, we can save that.
What else is happening?
Mark.
Well, we got our visas sorted.
Yeah, that's good.
Success. Yeah.
You went to the consulate. What was that experience like?
If you caught up with a mate tonight, and they said, "What have you been up to, bro? Like, what's been happening?"
I'd probably mention the visa thing, and then
caramel inside. Did you know that?
Oh, I just saw it.
Go on.
Well, no, we actually just got a message from Harry. Big Brother is coming back. The casting call has been put out and he says to pass it on to Scooter Derek.
Scooter should apply.
That'd be cool.
Could we help him in the campaign?
That would be funny.
Don't you think? Like, I'm being serious.
I wonder if people who are fans of reality shows do the best.
Yeah. Well, Tully was a fan.
Oh, yeah,
she's released an article.
Oh, my God, that's a big spoonful of that biscoffy. What's it called? Way too much, dude.
It's like peanut butter.
It's definitely not like peanut butter.
Lean LA.
And
it's already gone.
Just shocking the body.
You've been shocking it since you were 12. It's actually...
To be honest, I think the biggest shock my body's had recently was when I started eating salads. come on.
Oh, that was so good.
About admin wise? I feel like you've been looking after Instagram. Uh-huh. I cracked it because when I was away in Dalesford, we were going to, how many times were you going to post? It's like four times.
Four times.
You didn't get around to it, which is okay. It was not ideal. I wasn't that happy. But anyway, you fixed it. You've been smashing it on social. Can we write back to people now?
Yeah.
Comments?
Yeah. That's the next step.
I think because you've been doing great getting it all posted out, if you've noticed that on Instagram, but I've tried to hold back on doing too much of the commenting. Do you want to just read out some of the comments and Tommy and I can read, give us a response?
Are we doing real-time admin where we say something and then he'll
write? Yeah, I think that would be good. So if you just go through the latest posts, see what people are saying, and then we will respond.
I'm gonna have a short stop there.
Okay, it's a my brain's already like buzzing.
Is it?
Well, because I haven't had lunch.
Have you had breakfast?
No.
Dude,
have you?
Yeah, I've had a couple of meals.
Coffee, I had two coffees.
I've had like three meals already.
Okay, so am I better than you then?
I just think that it just shows your lack of thought to food, lack of thought to. Nah, I guess it's Fat Friday. Do what you want. Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
We have a rule. We don't
just fasting.
Young Mason gets into us. We call him Young Mason because that's the annoying one of Mr. 97.
And that was cute with before Bodie. You start ringing it. Yeah, Bodie. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Sure.
We had a few people writing to doing heart eyes. Grace loved it.
Mate.
What did Grace say?
Mason's a thirst trap. Mr. 97, Jesus. Mm.
What did Grace say?
Rating the regrowth on Mr. 97.
Mm. I caught Mr. 97 on the couch with my son just being an absolute cutie. Like, so cute.
That's just saliva. Like, look at that.
Oh, it's disgusting, dude.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what the fuck?
Don't watch the video. The reason that's happening.
You're a pig.
I can't help it.
Oh, sorry. No, I can't comment on piggery on a Friday. Sorry.
Because the other thing too is I remember, I don't know if anyone else has done this. If you're listening and you know what I'm talking about, geeks are better kissers than the average person.
What?
Mm. So look it up, 97. I remember hearing this fact as a kid and I was very happy with it. So geeks and what you're complaining about, have you found anything?
Six legit reasons geeky guys are better in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really what you're searching for, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. That's what I was looking for. What are they saying? There's one that is related
to this.
He's
totally down to role playing.
Yeah, I'm a great actor. Go on.
He'll get you some of that well-read dirty talk.
What is the...
Oh, the compressors on that.
What's the website? So we're just not plagiarizing. What are we talking about?
Goodmenproject.com.
Okay, goodmenproject.com. Yeah, what else we got?
He loves to learn. Your body included.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. Please, if you're listening, watching, just think of JJ after every question. Just think of him.
Think of this one. Video games have taught him finger dexterity.
Go on, what else? This is a bullshit article, though. There's a legitimate one.
This is great.
So, talking about geeks kissing.
Keep going,
kissing.
Get to six.
Oh, is there a final one?
It was at like three, four.
No, it wasn't that great.
Did you say six things?
Geeks get things done.
Yeah, sure. What else?
Geeks know kinky people.
Do they? Do you?
No, I guess there is sort of that stereotype that they're sort of into cosplay. Like there's a bit of cosplay and people going to Comic-Con and fucking or something.
I mean, but what I've always thought about kinky stuff, like what people into weird shit or just not status quo shit, is how do you learn that you're into that shit? Like there has to be a point if you like being tied up or whatever, which is quite common.
I mean,
right? You're
talking to the guy who put a squeegee in his arm.
I know. So I'm trying to get inside,
I think people, you're trying to get inside, are you?
I'm trying to get insight into how you work out that sniffing amyl as you orgasm is something
that's
you
a
like.
I've never done it before, but that's a known thing, isn't it? That's how people do it.
Yeah, but how do you do that first? So if Mr. 97, do you know even what I said then?
Nope.
So amyl.
What is amyl? So isn't it
bigger
in the
sex shop? Yeah, you buy it from sex shops. It's like
you're getting high essentially.
It's like alcohol, not alcohol, but it's like this super potent. Have you ever smelt like a chemical and it's like gone into your head and you're like, oh my god, what? I shouldn't have smelt that.
I mean, eucalyptus, the head lice spray is the only thing.
Yeah, so there's some really fucking.
Wait, what about the head? I've missed a bit there.
No, you know the eucalyptus shampoo that you use for head lice?
You're such a cute
treatment.
Little innocent baby.
Yeah, well, what's it? If you sniff
got
that.
It's got a super strong smell that clears your nasal path and it just, when you inhale a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that times 50 and it just like sniff it and then all of a sudden it doesn't really do anything, but then. A second later, you start getting lightheaded. Look it up, amyl. You buy it from sex shops. It's not sold as amyl. It's sold.
Does it help you ejaculate quicker? Like,
I think the reason I heard someone that I know, said that they sniffed it as they orgasmed.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you do
what
it
I
as
could
it's
imagine.
About to
what I could imagine. This is getting a bit weird. Kids in cars. What's
the kids in cars got to do with it?
I don't know. If Derek's kids are listening, they're trying to work out what we're
people in radio
about.
Who aren't in radio just hear you say kids in cars.
Kids in cars. No, I think if you're a parent listening to this right now and your kids are in the cars, you
would have not been the ejaculation line.
You got the point. Yeah, I know. I should have said kids in cars at the start. It's like saying I'm about to do a spoiler. I've done the thing and then said I'm about to do a spoiler.
So what's the thing you're about to say?
I think what it does. And look it up, Mr. 97. Bring the facts to the table.
How do you spell it?
AMOL. Try that.
AMOL.
amyl.
Amyl?
Amyl. It's a short for a chemical term. But I think the blood rush to the head, the lightness in the in like the way it makes you feel, there'd be something combined with the ejaculation or the orgasm.
But do you remember the first time as when you were young, the first time that you ejaculated?
Yeah, I mean, for a man, I mean, if you're a woman, feeling. If you're a woman listening, there's a time where you go from not having sperm to having sperm. And so it is a weird moment where
your ears are
nothing like, comes out and something comes out. It's a fucking bizarre.
Like, it's actually the first time. It's like a drug, isn't it?
I can't really remember it like
really?
That.
Really? I just remember it's just like my ears ringing and like almost going real lightheaded.
No? Yeah. Same things happen when you get a compliment.
Exactly.
And yeah, so did you find out?
Amyl nitrate.
Yep.
And what does it do?
It's called erotic inhaling.
Explain.
Hang on. It's just an article here. There's a photo of just a bloke with Josh's Mo sniffing it.
That's so funny. Wait.
Just what's the article? What side is it? I've become...
Okay, so this is on Vice and there's also one on salon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it. Give us some facts around it. He's now been sent, like, you know when those dodgy sites just start sending fucking...
Yeah.
Physical effects can include impaired or decreased coordination and muscle control, chest pain, increased libido, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Yeah, nothing.
Also warm sensations.
That's what you want.
Temporary erectile dysfunction.
So that's bizarre. I've had it a couple of times.
Nothing like coming to a bit of diarrhea and chest pain.
I was at a party.
Is that what it's saying?
I was at a party once.
Yeah.
And
what were you just doing then?
No, the monitor just, the battery ran out, okay. But we're all good.
It's all right. We can see it here. I was at a party once and we're on the dance floor, mm-hmm. House party. One of the best, a cracking house party. I know you didn't go to house parties, but house parties that would just be heaving. Just there's just a dance floor in the living room. It's just something happens, stars align and everyone's come. And just, oh, my God, is that person. And then we're just, like, the house gets trashed. So it wasn't my house, so I wasn't feeling
that.
What
did you call those parties?
It was a house party. We come to a house party. This house party was, like, not far from here. And I just remember there was this girl dancing on the dance floor and she had this thing in her hand and she was walking around. I was trying to work out what she's doing. She's just holding it to people's noses and they're, like, sniffing it. And then it got to me and I was like, okay. Sniffed it.
It's like going to fucking Maya and people are trying to hand you those perfumes.
And she puts it on my nose. Oh, all I remember.
I was fine.
No, 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 no. It didn't knock me out. It just makes you all those things feel a bit lightheaded. If you sniffed heaps of it, you would. I woke up with my brain felt like a dried sponge. Like I just felt so bad. Like there's nothing good about it for you.
Yeah, I mean, the sniff you did didn't look that severe.
No, just.
It kicks in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
that lasts for 2 to 3 minutes. That's pretty quick,
dude. It is so bizarre.
Not
it is
ideal.
Such a dumb thing.
So I never want to do it.
Nah.
So going back to the geeks and kissing, I want to. Are you right?
Yeah, it's just funny.
You're a bit phlegmy from all that biscotti. I want you to know the answer of why geeks are good kissers.
Well, you'll appreciate this. They don't just learn how to do something; they master it.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I can get that.
But why geeks good kissers? Are you typing something else in?
You still can't find it.
It's definitely there. As a kid, that's what I sort of lived and breathed.
As in you, geeksaregoodkissers.com, Josh's domain.
Yeah. Should I just tell you?
Yeah, tell me. It's just lovers and sex here, so.
Okay. Type in saliva. Do you know how to spell that word? Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
S-A-L-I-V-A.
Oh, just thinking about that word and you makes me feel sick.
So geeks tend to have more saliva.
But what determines a geek?
A good kisser, like the quality of a kiss normally is related to the level of saliva.
I disagree.
The more saliva, the better.
That's fucking disgusting. If you think about it, kissing is fucking disgusting, to be honest.
You don't like kissing?
I love kissing, but
no, you just said it's disgusting.
No, but I'm saying if you were to think about it, exchanging saliva. Like when you think about yourself kissing a rando, like, and you think about if you just saw someone on the street, right?
Mm.
And you just go kissing them. Like if you're
I mean, going down on someone's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, if kissing
is. I'm not saying it's not. That's like, they are all really fucking gross things when you think about mm-hmm. them. The difference is when you're feeling it and you're attracted and it's lovely. It becomes super nice. And when you're in the moment of kissing,
mm-hmm. so you like just kissing or you don't?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's like saying my hand, look at the fucking hand. I had a moment once when I was looking at my hand. I was like, this is so
I feel like Tommy's revealed that he doesn't like kissing. How weird. Intimacy issues in general?
No.
Don't like kissing?
No. Food issues? Where's my fucking balls? Where's my balls?
Where are your balls? I don't know.
Where's my fucking
Wouldn't
balls?
Wouldn't kiss them though. did you find anything on the saliva thing?
No, you've made that up.
That's such a made up. Definitely. Why do you need more saliva for kissing?
So write saliva kissing or something. There is definitely an article about it.
It's so silly. Anyway. It seems so silly. But what you're trying to say is because we saw salivation from your face
there was saliva
on your donut, that you're a great kisser.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the scene if you have seen Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah.
The older lady kissing the girl and they almost like put some sort of glue so when they go apart. Does that really gross you out? You don't like spit?
I don't like your spit. I don't like thinking about your saliva.
It doesn't bother me. Kissing. Maybe that's my kink or something.
Maybe it is. Maybe
I like saliva.
You do? Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like I'm not opposed to it. I'm never like, ugh, yucky. But are you a little bit like that? If there's a kiss and it was salivary, would you be like, ugh?
Not with my wife, but I mean, just from the, I think watching, if I was watching you and Brie kiss mm-hmm. and I was seeing all that, I'd just be like, oh, that's fucked.
That's
you
rude.
Know what I mean? But if I was
rude.
In it.
That's very rude.
If I was in it and
in,
I had.
In,
so if I was in this position with my wife.
Okay.
You've made it up, mate.
Anyway, I watched a Lisa Ling documentary, This Is Life, #, This Is Life.
Yep.
Latest one is on pornography.
Oh, yeah.
And
you'll go to.
Yeah. And they had a.
9 months clean, boys.
What?
10 months clean.
Is that true?
Oh, I haven't watched porn this year. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop saying it because you could have thought I started watching porn.
Have you gone
to
the NoFap website? So they had the guy who started NoFap, a movement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know why it's called?
That's masturbation though. I have mm-hmm. There's a difference between masturbation, like not watching porn and masturbating. I saw a guy at the gym and he's like, he told me I haven't had sex in 400 days.
Why was he telling you that, do you think?
I don't know.
How did it come up?
The surprising thing was it just sort of was like.
It just happened.
He said it. He said
Where
it.
Where were you?
We were just training and I started training with him and the girl that he was with.
And then he said, hey, man, I haven't had any sex in the last 400 and something days.
Yeah, but then he ended up telling me that he had slept with somebody and he'd broken the – no, that's right. He said, oh, I just broke the 400-day thing or something. It was going on a – he was like a – doing celibacy.
Up?
You know, like doing the the voluntary celibate.
Was
like,
the no porn and no alcohol connected? Were you just getting completely drunk and watching porn?
It sounds like that. And was it exercising? It sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I've
no
started
gym.
Exercising more than ever.
Mate, that was your 2-day rule.
Meditating to get through the no porn.
Well, yeah, just fucking.
No.
Might as well if you're fucking just going to close my eyes. What else am I going to do?
I just connected it. No, I did to the alcohol thing. I was like, no alcohol. And then I was thinking, well, I haven't watched porn in a while, so I'll go no porn too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was within the, you know, January, and I was like, I just was like, if I do that and that, and I feel better for it. But anyway,
I was watching the documentary. It was just funny. They were talking about, they just had a bunch of guys talking about addictions of porn.
It's a full-on thing. It is.
But it sounds, not to underplay whatever they're experiencing, but there is something a little bit pathetic about these guys, just sort of like they're real sort of upset and they look sad. It's like, yeah, you know.
Addiction's addiction, don't you agree? If anything,
I know, but that's like me like getting really fucking riled up about my food addiction.
I'm sure you have in your life.
Maybe, but I know there just seems something funny about a guy being like, yeah, I'm, you know, masturbate at least or, you know, watch porn at least 5 times a day.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Do they, and like Bree's like, are we meant to feel sorry for them?
Yeah. It's a self-inflicted, like the eating one's an interesting one because you have to eat as a human to survive. The porn, you don't need it to survive. But addiction can be a weakness is definitely not the word to connect it to, but there is a level of uncontrollability that they find in themselves to something. So because porn, the thing it gives you pleasure, right? And so I remember years ago as a kid,
here we go.
It's a form of escapism, masturbating.
Mm. It's like a meditation. If you don't meditate, don't you think?
No.
A relaxation?
Nothing like it.
Because masturbation and relaxation.
Definitely. No, you cannot.
Dolly Doctor would have.
Hang on. There is a difference because one sends you super high, the other one is about disconnecting from your.
If you're thinking about stuff, though.
Stimulus. Who? You meant just sit back. Meditation is about
stillness. No, I'm talking stillness. About
wanking. Sorry. Masturbation is about vicious back and forth.
Oh, yeah,
sure. And then a climax and some, you know.
I thought you were saying there euphoria. Was a big distinction between. Do you think there's a big distinction between masturbating without porn and masturbating with porn?
There's a big difference. I mean, I think if you just have been using porn, it becomes harder to visualize, harder to think about it.
Like, I reckon that the funny thing is, all of these things are so personal, right? Like, so for some people, they can eat a donut and they don't need to then have 6 cupcakes.
And then for some people, they can have one ball and save a ball for their mates.
Exactly. But we're all different. So the thing is that for some people, it's like, oh, if you watch porn or something, that then affects you in your intimate relationships.
Yeah.
But other people, it might not.
Exactly. But it's like saying drinking is bad for absolutely everybody. There are some people who can just have one. They don't really think about it. Stop drinking for 3 weeks and have another glass of wine or two at dinner. Don't drink for 3 months. Yeah. Like, but that's an interesting existence because that's not my existence because I think about it a lot. Like the thing about drinking is I have a good night or it's like, and then I think about that and you can get in a pattern of going, I want to get pissed again.
Well, you think about alcohol for people who have only just started listening to us. I didn't drink alcohol for the first like 29 years of my life, really, or 28 years.
And solid. Then, when was it? You had like maybe 2 drinks in that time?
Yeah, I would have probably that. Like at a wedding or whatever, someone's like, oh, you should try this or whatever. Oh, it's like a nice, like a fucking, coconut thing. What's that called? Pina colada.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Like have a pina colada. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, they got me across the line because I like coconut.
And so, it was sweet.
Yeah. And so I had that or those types of things. But I have a bit of red wine now. However, I do see the slightly destructive nature in my mind, whereas I'm like, oh, I wonder if I just kept going. I wonder if I like had a few more. I wonder like, because the most I've ever had is sort of like Brie and I have shared a bottle, but she's only really had half a glass and I've had the rest. But there is that sense in your mind where it's like, oh, I wonder what, like you see RBT and you see people, you know, random breath test. It's a show on Australian TV.
I love that TV show. It's so good.
Yeah. Just bogans just getting caught drinking. But I was thinking, okay, what, like, are those people who are getting stopped who are just over, are they where I've been at? And what would it take? Like, is there any reason to go further?
Yeah, because it feels good.
So does it feel good to go from that tipsy to blackout drunk?
No, there's a point where you're just like not enjoying it and you just.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Like, and so, but then you go, where's the case for even doing that? You don't. It's a caught up. It's a momentum thing. You start having one beer, have another. And then you stand up and then you're like, holy fuck, I'm so pissed. Uh-huh. And sometimes you can turn.
Fall
like,
over.
I've got.
Get
like,
angry
I've
or something.
I've got blackout drunk off little, like, you know, maybe 10 beers before. But then I've drank 10 beers and felt sober before. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it's you haven't eaten enough or you're tired or something happens. But there's nothing, I don't think, like, yeah. Just you punishing 4 more bottles of wine.
Oh, not 4, just another bottle. I wonder what that would do.
Yeah, you just get, you end up just getting sleepy. You're just like, I want to
well, that's
to bed.
The whole thing. I want to get to bed. Every single time I've just gone to sleep.
Yeah.
I just fall asleep on the
do
couch.
Do you think
it is fun though? On a very odd occasion, doing it maybe once a week on a Friday.
Once a week. I think it's excessive.
Once a week.
I thought you were going to say once a 6 months, once every six
once
months.
Once a week, just wind down on a Friday night. I know that you don't want that to be your standard. You don't want that to be the way that you wind down.
Because
but I've noticed because
there is,
I haven't
there is
a
difference. I don't think it is winding down, to be honest. Yeah. I don't feels as much like as because I've been there winding down Friday, Saturdays, sometimes Thursday if I'm a little bit naughty, Friday here, and then into Saturday.
Here's the difference. All right. This is what's interesting. Say with porn, everyone will say, okay, the thing with porn is like it's not the real sexual experience. Like it's not the proper intimate experience. You know, it's maybe demeaning or aggressive or what all the, those types of things. However, we're using that one word to describe everything. And so it's the same with alcohol, for instance, the difference between being at home and having wine and getting drunk off that versus being at Blitz nightclub.
Where's that?
Narre Warren. I don't know that'd if it's still pumping, around or Berwick, okay. But you're like UDLs or something. I'm guessing that's what they did. The difference between being out in a socialist setting and trying to pick up and having UDLs versus being with your partner with red wine and getting drunk, very different, don't you think? Or no?
Yes, there is a difference. Mm-hmm. The distinguishing fact has to be.
The what fact?
The distinguishing fact has to be what is your scenario? Mm-hmm. Is it as, this is the problem when people serve up you know, what do you call it? Like,
prescriptive sort of.
You're serving up like examples, mm-hmm. like what if this versus that. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is the person that can on a Friday night just have one or two drinks and that is it. But this, we're so nuanced. Humans are so complex and there is the person that can do that. Then there's a person that has had a bit of a problem with it the whole life. They haven't addressed and they have one or two and they've reduced their severe drinking to one or two on the week.
But it's also to do with, I guess, a family and if you've had an alcoholic parent or family member, that would change
a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of considerations.
Have you ever been drunk 97?
No.
Never?
Close, do you think?
No. No, I haven't.
With 3D Dill, was that the closest?
No, I haven't had a full. I wouldn't have had a full drink of alcohol before.
I mean, like you had a shot, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I've ever done.
I had a dream last night that I broke my
pelvis.
My 10-month alcohol free, and I felt so bad. No, as in like I just felt so guilty.
Where do you think that's coming from?
I don't know. There was something about, there was, yeah, I just had that, I felt bad. I felt so fucking bad. It was like a nightmare. But it's.
No, I get it. Everyone's different. On the porn thing, 97, the young people, they were talking about like education within schools. Did you have education specifically around porn?
No. Mm-hmm. It was, nah, it's still, I mean, you guys probably had it as well, but it's like contraceptive sex and all that sort of stuff. Nothing on porn. Mm-hmm. It's sort of just like a topic that they don't touch at all.
Oh, dude, because it's so complex.
Yeah.
I don't think you should never watch porn. I think it's what happens with your relationship to porn. That's the point, right?
It's sort of, I think it's probably still a maturity thing as well. Like, people aren't going to take any of that seriously anyway. Even if you do it in year 12, year 11, year 10.
To be honest, you just become curious about it. Mate, what's this stage you're talking about? I want to watch it. That would have been me.
But that's what you want, isn't it? Because young people need to be curious.
Curiosity is a great trait, but what I'm saying is.
Are you going full-blown churchy? It sounds like you're like absolutely no porn, no alcohol.
No. What I'm saying is the reason I could imagine schools aren't putting their fingers in that pie is that once you open that door.
Too many metaphors. Just, opening the door, fingers in the pie.
You talk to a kid about something that
you're trying to educate them
on.
I think that's a. Yeah,
but my point is they will want to go and see it. And I'm not – and I'm saying I definitely would have – if a teacher said, look, there's this thing called porn. Mate, what's that fucking – show me straight away.
But the thing is then they can at least control the narrative. So they're like, hey, the thing to know with porn is when five men ejaculate on this woman, that's
not reality.
That's not reality.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's, they talked in the documentary about consent, and within porn, you don't really see the consent.
You don't see the form being signed.
Yeah, you don't see the conversation of like the intimate moment of deciding that you guys are going to have sex.
Yeah, of course not. And so I'm not saying never to watch it. I'm just saying here's my biggest thought within it. Our surroundings, our environment, our thinking, our stimulus towards our thinking determines our environment, right? So
what is that? Say that again.
If you hang around bad people,
sure,
and you do, I say, if you do negative things, it's playing over in your head, right? There is like your inner environment. How do I explain this?
So
So your mind is a reflection of your experience, right? Your experience. It could be whatever you do, the people you hang around,
the
things
your
you've
habits.
Gone through, your behavior, all those things. Mm-hmm. And for me, porn is one of those things that you can take off the table. You could say it has no effect on you, but I think if you take it off the table, you can see how it has affected you. Because you can think it doesn't affect you when you watch it, or like, and so you start to then, and I'm saying, this is for me, right? I'm not talking about for you, because it might not be, you just love porn, whatever it be, whatever
I've somehow become the porn guy, to be clear. To be clear, I'm just having a conversation.
And so it can affect your thinking. It's just
Mr. 97 is the porn guy in our show.
If anyone
is the porn guy, it's Mr. 97.
So I think about stripping, right?
Are you happy being the porn guy?
No, not really.
Why not? What do you associate? Well, why are you embarrassed about porn?
No, I don't think it's embarrassment. I just don't think it reflects the best of me. Like, I don't feel the greatest in that moment. You know what I mean? Like,
that's sad, isn't it? Yeah. There's something sad about that.
You know, no.
Like, disappointing.
Okay, here's an idea. Are you proud that you watch porn?
No.
So then the
are
thing-
Are you proud that you catch the bus?
Okay, I mean, it's just like
okay.
It's
so then
neutral, like
yeah.
Okay. No, then put it like this: do you see porn? Your viewing of porn a reflection of you? Like, do you want that to be a part? Like,
no.
The traits.
I mean,
within
what sort of show are you watching?
But the bus could be. No, I just got my shit together. I fucking catch the bus. Yeah. I got to go to work. And my point being, because I think there is, so it's taboo, right? Porn. Mm-hmm. This conversation could be uncomfortable for a bunch of people.
Kids in cars.
For the fact that you might keep your porn viewing secret from your partner, I don't think is a positive thing just in what you put out to the universe.
So if you don't, so 97 doesn't have a partner. So through his context.
You as a person and what your core values
are. Well, he's the porn
guy. Is it in alignment with your values? And I think this is such a small thing that you could write off, but if our actions dictate our values, our true values, so you are as good as your actions, and it's not in alignment with what you think your values are.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying I'm fucking in alignment with my values because I'm still flawed, but I think it is.
What are yours? Go through, what are your values?
On time.
Yeah, you can
not
be
eating
on time.
Balls.
You can be on time.
No, I think what I value in life is people around me that I trust. I value friendship and connection with people. So, with this, like what we do, my relationship with my wife, living in alignment with my values, or just feeling okay about how I'm existing, is. Is something that I'm
and so there's
happy
guilt.
For, happy,
so there's
fun.
Guilt. So the thing is that what you're feeling is not the porn, but you're feeling a guilt towards the porn.
Then what? So what is the guilt a sign of, though?
The guilt is a sign of programming based on how you're brought up.
Why?
Don't you think that the...
But isn't the guilt associated potentially with the out of alignment with my values and who I think I want to be?
You
not
could,
my
I mean,
programming.
So you could,
my programming has been watching porn since I was fucking 11. I've watched enough porn. I've probably watched a lot more porn than Mr. 97. It makes me sound like I've got a porn problem.
Or you did anyway.
Not at all. I don't think I did at all. I don't think
you're saying this. I mean, I guess. No,
do you get?
I don't know. Yeah, so I understand, but I'm just trying to dig deeper. So that third thought. So the first thought is, no, that's my values or whatever.
No. So this is a third thought for me. This is a didn't give a fuck. I just watched porn because I like. That's a piece of work for me.
And so
that
you've
worked out. I would never have articulated it like this a year ago at all.
And so the I guess the question is, are you too hard on yourself?
Not for this. I don't need to watch porn ever again. Mm-hmm. I don't know what value it will bring me.
Mm-hmm. So you've made how do you see it in 97 when you hear Tommy talk about it? What do you take out of it?
He's just cleared his browser history. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mate, I've been in incognito.
Amen, Zach.
I probably look at it in a similar I probably look at it in a similar way that Tommy does. It's a thing that happens, but I don't know how much. I mean, yeah, I don't know how much value it brings. Like, you feel guilty afterwards, and just I don't know.
Okay, so could there be a connection? Could there be a connection to how we look at women in everyday life? Could that, the way we look at women, be altered by us watching porn?
Yes.
And so my pattern growing up, like, think about it. You grow up checking out chicks, right? It was a thing. But I had a moment where I once realized how much I would check out chicks because I'd been checking out chicks since fucking grade four.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier. And so then it's just, that's a patterning, right? And so you got to go, that is something that I don't need. Like, you got to grow out of that. And there is definitely patterns from being single and your pursuit of, you know, life and what you want in life to being then in a relationship. Like, there's a whole lot of unlearning I've done, I think.
So what about say chocolate, using chocolate as an example. You have chocolate that is 30% actual cocoa or whatever. It's got a bunch of other stuff in it. It's got a lot of sweet stuff.
It's naughty.
And then you have 90% chocolate, really high quality stuff. Imagine porn is like chocolate.
Which one?
You've got the Marvelous Creations, which is the five guy scenario that I put out. And then you have the 90% chocolate, which is maybe something more sort of pure in its sense.
Like what? Are you trying to make a reference to a different type of porn?
Yes, like a couple consensually having intercourse, having a great time and posting it online.
It's just the porn that you'd watch on Foxtel if your mate's parents had access to a porn.
No, I think that was more.
There was no penetration. It was like a scene out of a movie kind of.
There was a scene out of a movie. So I think that's sort of still in the Marvelous Creation. Yeah. No, that would be a low quality. Don't you think? Because it's all like lit well and all that sort of thing. There's makelovenotporn.com, which the creators were on or, you know, people who use the service was on Lisa Ling's doco, and it's just this average looking couple, like extremely average, but they film themselves having sex.
And then distribute it?
Yes.
And so it's about that's.
Is 97, are you just Googling this?
Oh, you have to sign up for it.
Yeah, yeah, Joe, can you give him your login?
Yeah, but so, I mean, it's an interesting, it's all very interesting. Hey,
wait, where's this metaphor going? Where's this?
I know, so that my point is that it's just like, can we look at all of these products or all of the thing within the category and say, all bad? Mm. What about someone who has intimacy issues and this is their way of pleasuring themselves?
Yeah, of course. And this is why I said at the start, for me, my experience, and that's why you might be able to do it. That's the reason I asked Mr. 97 about how do you feel about you doing that, because there's a good gauge of what he really feels
but is
about
that guilt. No, but is that guilt associated with, you know, being like locking your door or whatever, In fact, like mum's fucking left home and you hear the key car keys, and as soon as the fucking car keys is almost like a Pavlovian effect.
It's fucking... That's patterning, right?
Yeah.
Mum goes out, I have a wank.
Oh, fuck. Once mum gets to Endeavour Hills shops, she has 2 kilometres to get home. I can wank 5 times.
I'm on the clock.
I'm on the clock. And it's like, oh, fuck, no. Like, and then you have the moment maybe she's fucking, she's going to come back early. It's like, I need to just get
this
out.
She's forgotten the bags.
Yeah, she's forgotten the bag. Yeah, I mean, reusable bags is the worst thing to happen to young kids watching porn.
So, I know what you're kind of, you're getting at, right? Because there is a whole, there would be a bunch of people that say, you know, like, explore, you know, you're not open to allowing those feelings instead of like going with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can imagine there's advocates of this stuff, like intimacy with your partner, watch porn. It's like, mm-hmm. the reality is this kind of shit personal. Doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's, for me, I'm not telling you not to watch porn.
Yeah.
Watch porn and make your own decisions.
I can see the value in both sides.
Mm. And I don't think I thought before I did it that I needed to do this thing for some big reason, right? Like it wasn't like a crucible moment. It was like I actually hadn't done it for a while, and so maybe I just keep going. And so,
about Brent? What about
Brent,
Dr. Brent, from Bond Street Dental?
Do you think he'd like to be connected to this conversation?
He hasn't had chocolate in 23 years.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
And when I say chocolate, I mean, I actually mean chocolate.
Actually, 30 or 90, Josh.
Marvelous creations.
All chocolate. He actually doesn't eat any chocolate. And he hasn't.
Yeah. That is phenomenal. Like,
I'd love to get him on the show.
You always go... You think it must be so bad that you've gone off it for that long. Like
there's got to be a point where everyone's sitting down being like, Brent, we need to sort out your chocolate habit. But for him, he was just like, oh, yeah, one day I was like, oh, I'm going to do it for a year. And it's like, I'm not doing it again. And then it becomes like an identity thing. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't.
No, I
like,
see.
Chocolate guy, yeah.
I could do more time off alcohol, like because you do start really identifying with it.
It's like a podcast. You do one, you do two, you do three, and then before you know it, you've done 475.
Some things are more positive than others, mm-hmm. right? Like the podcast thing for us to do.
Well, if you were watching porn, you wouldn't have time to do this as well. So it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a joke, by the way.
Mate, that is probably a reality for some like full-on porn addicts.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all these dreams and goals, but they just love watching porn.
Can you give us, you know, you were talking yesterday, 97, about porn stats and what people are, that was off air. I'm just curious as to. So
just some lunchtime banter.
Yeah, what were you saying?
No, so there's Pornhub have a section of their website.
Sorry, what's Pornhub?
It's a porn site. They have a statistics mm-hmm. part of their website called Pornhub Insights where they do a bunch of stats on. Their searches and everything.
Mm-hmm. Just have that browser open as well, just in case someone walks in. Oh, no, I was just looking at stats.
Is it on porn? Did you have to go to pornhub.com to get to it?
Pornhub.com/insights.
Mate, you're using our work internet to look up.
Absolutely. Lightning broadband are going
to
be stoked.
Yeah, and you...
another and company you just, not wanting to be a part of this conversation.
Contract. I'm sure the employment contract had something about porn.
Nah, if not, I looked over it, mate. It's all good.
He deleted
He's
it.
Safe. He's safe.
Yeah. I deleted the line. Yeah.
Yeah, go. Some stats, some pornhub.com/stats. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, they've got strange ones like Avengers and Avengers characters.
Mm-hmm. So this is just what people are searching.
What people are searching? Is that what it is?
Yeah. But I mean, the interesting stuff is around like when you look at like bandwidth and cities. So they've correlated the highest, the cities with the most traffic. Yeah,
I mean,
so
the reason Tommy doesn't look at porn is because he doesn't have NBN.
Yeah, I actually don't. Actually don't. Getting installed
too much,
tomorrow.
Too much data. Just, anyway, so.
I can just imagine you, just the reason you had to give up was because you were using your VR headset. Like that's a next level of brazen. Being like the uncomfortable feeling of being in a VR headset while what like. It's just
a nightmare.
Has there been a skit or something on that? There should be.
Mum walks in.
Yeah, just like, you don't know. They're just, They could be looking right at him. Anyway, go on.
So, yeah. So, I mean, so just going back to the cities, the US is, New York City is the highest, the city with the most traffic. London is next, Paris, LA, Chicago, Osaka in Japan, and then it's Sydney and then Melbourne.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's, we're in top 10.
Yeah. We're
Australia. Two.
Well, Sydney was because we were there the other week. That would definitely have a.
Yeah. No, but.
Free Wi-Fi? Yeah, thanks for that.
High speed Wi-Fi. Yeah.
It was. I believe Ash Williams is playing a part in those numbers. Yeah, go on.
No, but they also do awesome stats around, like, if there's a sporting event on, they'll show you the drop in the amount of people viewing and accessing the website. So when the NBA 2019 NBA finals were on, there was a 47% drop
in porn
in Toronto in porn viewership.
Wow.
All Dylan Torrible.
What's the
The funny thing is for Golden State Warriors, San Fran only dropped 18%.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it wasn't local team. It was in Toronto, the game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and the other great ones are when Facebook and Instagram go out.
Oh, you get spikes.
Yeah, you get a 19% increase.
And so what are people searching? What are the top keywords? Categories. Mm-hmm. Where are you having
it's
to go?
It's all
to?
About it's I could can I guess a few keywords?
Sure.
Stepmom. Stepmom, stepsister.
Are you revealing something about yourself?
Stepmom, stepsister, MILF, and now that's my three.
Can we get this as a snippet?
Definitely not.
Okay, so these are the searches that defined 2018.
Okay.
Oh, teen.
2018. Yeah,
but teen's in there too. That's my fourth.
Okay. Number one, Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah, that's Trump. Trump's alleged.
Yep. Number two, Fortnite.
What are these kids
number
doing?
Three, 4K.
Just getting that high res.
Yeah. Which, good on them. Number four, Romantic.
Good on them. I love that you just remove yourself from the.
Like Romantic?
Mate, I don't have fast enough internet.
Romantic?
Romantic.
You know
is
what that is?
Four.
That's just a bunch of sickos just like, you know, I need to bring some romance back. they're thinking I'm being disgusting.
Do you think it's like, it's when you bring it to your partner, like let's watch something.
We'll just start romantic.
I mean, that's the thing. When people decide with their partner, like let's watch some porn together.
That's an interesting conversation.
I mean, I wonder if you use the same keywords.
You start typing one letter and it shows
up.
So
why don't we just type in romantic instead?
Yeah, these are the ones that you were going for, Tommy.
No, we just want the top. So romantic.
No, but those were the searches that defined. These are the most searched for terms.
Okay.
Thank you.
So lesbian is number one. Hentai. Then
hentai? What's that? Like bondage?
Is it Japanese porn maybe?
Hentai, mate. This kid's, this kid's fucking search results.
Hentai.
It's anime.
Anime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Japanese.
That's that Japanese audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The third one is MILF. The fourth is stepmom. The fifth is Japanese. The sixth is mum. Seventh is teen.
Mum, what are people doing? No, in all seriousness, what do we think it is?
It's 100%.
Why
are we talking about
it? Why aren't we talking about the fact that.
No, I've seen articles
10,
on this shit. There is.
Have you ever typed in mum?
Never. Promise to God.
The idea of someone saying daddy, if Brie ever said daddy to me.
Dude, this is why it's like, it's so in, it's
who
so
is saying
deeply
daddy?
You'd turn off the audiobook and you'd be done.
It's a funny reference to I've had sex during audiobooks. Thank you, Seth. The dip is a classic.
Classic
Seth.
Yeah. Is there any other?
The seventh one is teen. Eighth is Asian. Ninth is massage. Tenth is Korean.
Mate, I got all of mine in the top 10.
All your choices?
All
the ones. Yeah, good. It's interesting. Interesting Friday one.
I think you'll appreciate some of these. So every minute on Pornhub, 207,000 videos viewed, 63,000 visitors, 7,708 gigabytes of data transferred.
How much?
7,708 gigabytes of data transferred and 12 videos uploaded.
Every minute?
Yeah.
Mm.
What are we going to call the title of the app?
Where's my ball?
4,403 petabytes of data transferred in a year.
Too long is the title.
Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's still delivering facts, yeah.
That's crazy.
Can you finish off with your LA fact?
Okay. Yeah, give me a second.
I also want to know the title of today's app, just so we can't bury the lead. I think we almost need to just porn.
Porn addiction is real.
I think porn's a great title.
Porn.
Do you reckon it's going to fuck us with filters?
No, fuck them.
No.
There's that's a fine. Podcast that's very popular called...
My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're actually... Oh, interesting fact. I hadn't told you guys. On the Qantas flight home...
They had podcasts?
Yeah. They had a video show. So it was through, you know, on the TV shows, and then it goes HBO. You click on HBO and it was in there. So they'd sold a series of live shows.
Mm. I know.
It's like a HBO special.
I think Wooshka did a deal with Virgin or whatever. They got on every podcast, went on their on the Virgin Entertainment thing.
So yeah, this is beyond that. This is the video version, cool. Which I thought was fucking sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because there was also the podcast one, bunch of Mamma Mia and Podcast One podcasts.
LA fact.
Is it? Can I bring it back to porn?
Yeah,
yeah, you can. So every day, Mr. 97 brings an LA fact to the table because we're heading to LA on the 30th of October. And we're doing 21 shows from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
LA. Hit your fact, Mr. 97.
Hit my fact. All right. Actually, that's not a great fact.
Another fact that I heard in the documentary, FAP.
Yep. Stands for?
No, it doesn't stand for anything. FAP is like the word for masturbation and the reason that where the word comes from. Do you know? Yeah, it's the sound.
The sound. Onomatopoeia.
What's that?
Onomatopoeia.
What's this?
Crash. Or
it's boom. Okay,
it's the word, the sound. Yeah.
It's the sound. The average time spent on Pornhub in LA is 10 minutes and 48 seconds.
10 minutes 48?
The average time spent on Pornhub in LA.
The watch time is 10 minutes and 48 seconds.
Mm. Fair enough.
LA also houses the largest boulder that's ever been transported, weighing in at 340 tons.
That's boulder. A good one. Yeah, like boulder. A big rock.
Yeah.
Anyway, where is it now?
In LA.
Yeah, but where?
Could we do a show from there?
The big boulder.
I've got to drink 2.5 litres of water, guys.
Well, hurry up, mate.
It's a daily talk show. If you've got anything that you want to add to this conversation, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Please send us an email. If you are completely disgusted by this episode, let us know as well. Mm. I think we've done it in a tasteful way. We've been open.
Yeah, we've done a good job.
It hasn't been smutty.
Yeah, no, not at all. Why are you looking at me?
Well, I mean, you're the gauge. You're our. Apparently, you've become our filter, which is quite the change. Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show. Leave us a review too. You can also screen grab the show, take a photo. Do an Insta story. Mm. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Thank you, Mark Schenk, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's...
I need to have one.
Yeah.
Oh, we ate them all, mate.
That's a cupcake. That Mark's the cupcake guy. All right. Catch you. Bye.
See you, guys.